Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Thousands of passengers on a Princess Line's luxury cruise ship are in quarantine, anchored off the coast of Yokohama, Japan, after 10 tested positive for the new coronavirus. 50 million people are also quarantined in Hubei province in China, where the virus started. The number of infected people continues to climb. It's now about 24,000, and all of the nearly 500 deaths have been in China. So it might sound like a good idea to keep 50 million people from leaving their province. But our next guest joins those saying it's not. Lawrence Gostin, professor of global health law at Georgetown, is director of the World Health Organization's Center on Global Health Law. He's in Geneva, talking about this very thing. He joins us by Skype. Lawrence, why not quarantine?
Well, you know, there's never been a mass quarantine of more than 50 million people in the history of humankind. But more than that, when we have tried mass quarantines, for example, with the pandemic flu in 1918 or with SARS, they haven't worked. And in fact, they've tended to amplify the epidemic and been counterproductive. They invoke fear, panic, they drive the epidemic underground, and they violate the first rule of public health, which is always gain the trust and the cooperation of the population.
Well, we're understanding that also the result of this cordon sanitaire, you know, this quarantine, shortages, and we're hearing that in China as well. There's shortages of pharmaceuticals, shortages of masks. Even the people trying to treat it are seeing the shortages.
They are. And, I'm talking about this at WHO in Geneva, and I'm in touch with close colleagues in China. There are shortages of essential medicines, foods. Even with the new 1,000-bed hospital, there are hospital beds that are short, protective equipment for health workers, and the list goes on and on. And when you blockade a hot zone of contagion, not only do you lose the population's trust, but you really also put them in dire straits.
Congestion leads to more infection, so there's that issue as well. But you kind of touched on the issue of human rights, that this is, you know, imprisoning people almost. So yeah. Ethicists have to weigh keeping them away from the rest of the world's population or recognizing their human right to travel.
You've got it exactly right. I mean, everything we do needs to balance human rights and public health. And you know, the question is, you know, is there good scientific evidence that the measures we're going to take protect the public and aren't overly draconian? And by that test, I mean, China's mass cordon sanitaire is truly a human rights violation. And, you know, it strikes me that, you know, WHO has condemned travel and movement bans throughout the world, but China seems to get a pass. China should be treated like all nations, and human rights are universal.
Well, but 5 million people did leave the city before the quarantine, which has, you know, unnerved a lot of people. So what would you suggest, Lawrence Gostin, about what should be done, if not just a quarantine?
Yeah, well, you're right. 5 million people did leave, and China was not transparent about it. They sat on the first cases for 3 weeks. But what I would suggest is exactly what we did to bring SARS and MERS under control. We used a public health surge. Testing, screening, treatment, medical isolation, rigorous contact tracing so we know who's exposed, and very targeted quarantines for those who we know are at high risk of infection. But somehow we're just locking things down now, and it's just going to backfire on us.
When you are making it clear that you don't think a quarantine, a cordon sanitaire is the answer. What happens if China lifts that? And millions of people, desperate people, leave this province.
Well, I mean, first of all, you can't wall off a germ. And secondly, right now, we're exposing more than 50 million people to active contagion. I don't think anybody's willing to sacrifice that many lives. You know, what we should be doing is first trying to get a strong grip on people who are infected or known to be exposed, to have good contact lists, and then to have enhanced screening for people who are leaving Hubei. In wider China, people will have to be followed and monitored. I mean, it's the only way. I mean, if you can imagine, say, you know, New York City having a lot of cases of a novel infectious disease and then locking down 12 million people and they can't go anywhere. They become panicky. They're cross-infecting each other. They can't leave to see their family in New Jersey or go to Florida. It just doesn't work.
That's Professor Lawrence Gostin, professor of global health law at Georgetown University, director of the World Health Organization's Center on Global Health Law. In fact, he's in Geneva speaking with the WHO about the new coronavirus. And again, we'll link you to his video at hearnow.org. Professor, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. It was a really interesting conversation.